Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. If you like the novels of Stephen King, Frank Peretti, J.R.R. Tolkien, and C.S. Lewis, then Plague of Terror is the book for you. One of the many rave reviews for the fiction thriller Plague of Terror by David Paul. Ravenous entities from hell and messengers of heaven engage in a terrible spiritual battle when Satanist and terrorist join forces to unleash a deadly plague upon the planet. Can a small band of men and women stop the pandemic holocaust? Will three romantic relationships forged during the social chaos withstand an apocalyptic battle with evil? The answers hide with a strange man with a brown skin and blue eyes suddenly present and just as suddenly gone. David Paul's fiction reaches to people of all backgrounds and faiths. He has multiple degrees, including philosophy, English, religion, and a master's of divinity. He embraces all people within the pages of his fantasy and fictional books. David Paul, the author of Plague of Terror, joining us on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Well, it is our pleasure. It's a great story that you tell here, and I'm so anxious to get into it and start talking about the book that you've done so well, Plague of Terror. But first of all, with your background, how did you get started writing books?
Okay, that's an excellent question. I'm a pastor, and in my congregations, I always emphasize to them that we are not a social club. We are a mission outreach club. Well, I have to practice what I preach. And I couldn't think of anything. And I thought, I'm a composer. I'll write books and get those out into the public square. And so that's kind of what happened there.
You know, it's interesting because this is not the only book you've written. And we'll talk about that as we go through the conversation. But this one is what we're focused on, Plague of Terror. Right. When you decided to write books, what was the audience? Is there a particular audience that you want to attract with your writing?
I would say I wanted to attract the same audience as C.S. Lewis. He's my mentor. I've studied him inside and out. That's why people who write reviews and the like for me, they pick up on it. I don't have to tell them. They pick up on the fact that I am in the genre of C.S. Lewis, but Tolkien and others as well.
The book we're talking about is Plague of Terror by David Paul, published by Stratton Press, the website stratton-press.com, amazon.com. Yeah, David's holding up a copy of the book, and we have that on the screen as well. And David Paul, the name, and you can link on and get information on this book and all the others at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about a typical genre style of book that you author. Why did you choose on this particular genre?
Well, to be honest with you, 50 years ago, when I was meditating, I was overcome with the fact that I should write the first book that I wrote, which was The Omega Prophecy. And I really felt quite lucid, as if some strings were being pulled to get that book written. And that's another book I've published again. And the beauty of this is because I have a book that's 40 years older, anybody can come and say, no, you didn't say that. You're making that up now. I go back to my old book and see that I'm saying the same thing as I said in the edition.
Yeah, that's amazing. The book is A Plague of Terror, specifically we're talking about, by David Paul, stratton-press.com, a good place to find the book. I mentioned in the introduction the three romantic relationships that form in the Plague of Terror. Tell us more about the relationship, because it's key to the storytelling.
Oh, absolutely. You have two brothers and a sister, and I believe that in television and books and the like, they don't show you how you can have a really tight family and still disagree with issues. And so I wanted to write a book where these romantic situations form in different ways, and each couple has their own way of thinking, and they come together. and they know what it means to be family. And so many children today don't know what it means to be family.
You know, there's so many layers to your writing, in particular Plague of Terror, and let's talk about that. There are messages as you read the book. You're highly entertained in reading the story, following the story along in the world that you've created, but it's a book about relationships as well, isn't it? Can you talk about relationships you develop and portray in this thriller?
Well, there is a woman doctor who works for the national care of diseases that could break out. And she ends up meeting somebody who's also a doctor on a camping trip. They're hiking. The funniest one is the girl, she's a DJ, and she is in Boston, and all of a sudden she loses her job by a man by the name of Labano. He's Latin, and she's so angry she could spit fire because he turned off her board. And at the conclusion, the irony of it is, after he did this to her, he comes on to her, and then that develops in certain ways. And then there's Luke, who is a pastor, who is very untraditional in how we take scriptures, who meets a woman at the church who is very traditional in how she understands scripture. And so all of these things work together and talk to each other as far as what each person is and what each person means.
It's such a fascinating story that you tell with remarkable, well-developed characters in Plague of Terror by David Paul, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, the usual places, and go to our website. You can link on directly and get information. The book combines elements of the natural and the supernatural. Talk about that aspect of it.
Okay, that's fair enough. I remember a psychiatrist once evaluating cases that were extremely unusual and extremely dark. And the psychiatrist said, you know, we really maybe need to bring back into our vocabulary and our understanding the fact that there are demons, there are entities that can overtake a person. And so I thought about that, and it is scriptural. And so I thought, well, okay, I'm going to interfuse the human element of evil with the supernatural element of evil. And that's where you get them interplaying with each other to do a massive plague that would take out the world.
You know, it's interesting how you've taken those and then merged them in telling this remarkable story. You seem to highlight a particular character in your book, Plague of Terror. Tell us a little bit more about this person and development of this person in your mind as you're creating the story.
Are you speaking of Jordan?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I don't want to give away too much. He comes and goes. But because I purposely wanted to emphasize the humanity of us all and the individual uniqueness of us all, I decided to give him blue eyes, because that tears down the idea that I am prejudiced. And he's brown skin, very wise, very. He's the favorite character of every person who's read my book.
Yes. And that's why I was interested, and I didn't want you to give away too much, but enough that we have an idea of what went into the development of this character and why the character is so important to the telling of the story Plague of Terror by David Paul, our guest on the program, book at stratton-press.com. I'm going through it as we're discussing this, a pandemic holocaust, and people are wondering, okay, was this sort of reflect what we just went through in recent days over the last year and a half or so?
That's what's so extraordinarily romantic. Not romantic, I'm sorry. So unusual that I wrote a book before the pandemic came out that outlines all the details and problems if one does come out. So no, I didn't get my idea from this pandemic. It was just a thought, and I thought what would happen to a country, to the world, if a pandemic hit of that sort.
That's
and
amazing.
So I mixed it together, I put it out there, and I think that people will really enjoy a lot of action in the book as well. And I tried to include everything that I thought people encounter in life except the evil. That's pretty hard to swallow for some people, but it's a story. They can take it as they like.
Well, yeah, and that's a nice thing with the story. Everybody will have their own interpretation of the story, the significance as they're reading. Plague of Terror, David Paul, our guest on the program. So you do this before COVID days, very prescient. You get it out there. All of a sudden, the world's caught up in this pandemic. Any solutions to the pandemic that we might be able to pull from Plague of Terror?
Okay, I anticipated that question. Every pandemic is different. It's the construction of the disease itself, how we relate to that disease, what it does to people. And so in Plague of Terror, I do suggest a happy ending. It's a feel-good ending, but you go through a lot to get there.
Well, yes, you do, and it's an amazing journey. In fact, once you start reading, you're not going to want to put the book down. You're going to want to keep reading an extra few chapters every day because it's a story that's that compelling. When you wrote this book, did this start, and this, I guess, goes back to all the books you've written, do you have like a strict outline before you start actually writing the book, or is it something that maybe evolves as you're telling the story?
It evolves. C.S. Lewis... He thought visually, and he would see where he wants to go in the visual, and then he would add to that. So he didn't have a set plan. Obviously you have to know where you're going, but he let it develop as pictures came to his mind. And that's what I try to do too. I have a set plot. I know where I'm going, but I don't take no cards or anything. I simply let the action unfold as I see it in my mind.
Well, it's interesting because your writing is very visual. It's playing in our mind as well as you know, just reading the words and interpreting those. We're all probably seeing different visuals, but we're seeing this play out as you're reading the book Plague of Terror. I mentioned the other books that you have written. What are some of the other books you've written? Obviously, over a period of decades, it sounds.
Yes. I also wrote the Book of Windwalker, which is a parallel to what fantasy we see in C.S. Lewis. And that it has a two-line plot going through it, and people get pretty interested in it. The other book is Great Evil, Good God. And I'll tell you frankly, I struggled with this ever since I can remember until I finally wrote this book. And this book has a radical different change. See, all the other people who wanted to justify God, they always felt like they had to figure out somehow to make him look good with the sin. And then they come back and they'd always say, well, it's a sin. And that's why the world's broken. And it is sin. But it's different than it's ever been portrayed before. And what I did, I come from a very conservative church body. And so I gave the manuscript to a very, very conservative pastor, theologian, who is in lockstep with others like them, and they don't step apart from each other. They lockstep.
Yes.
And when he came back, he had more notes on the pages than I typed. And when all was done, this is all I cared about. He said, "I don't agree with you," and I expected that because again, he's in lockstep with the group. That just
yes.
They call him repristinationist theologians. But then he came back and he said, "But it's orthodox." So I have not deviated from scriptural truth.
You know, and that's the way you've approached and written all of the books. This one is Plague of Terror. And a couple minutes left in the program. Sure. Thoughts, first of all, what is the response from the people in that go to listen to you in church, that look to you for guidance and are reading this book? So you're the one that said we need to break out of, it's more than just church walls, and you found your niche by writing these books. What's the impression of the people at church?
Well, I mean, they purchased them, of course. Many did. But the big thing is a gentleman stepped forward just unbelievably who markets all kinds of stuff. And he's going to try to help me market to break through the public wall so that the Christian philosophy can have its way. And so I don't know what he's going to do yet, but that's what he wants to do.
That is fantastic. And you've said that you see the hands of God written all over your life experiences and personal accomplishments. And it's interesting. Obviously, that's the case as you're talking about all of the books. Plague of Terror is out there now. You've written a number of books. You're very proficient at writing. What are you working on now? Got something ready to come out?
Well, this is where sort of God and I have come to an agreement. At least on my side. And that is, if these books go, like I can have sequels to Telyaram, I could write another thriller. I have right now, but I'm very reluctant to release it. It's called Preposterous Prayer. And because people think prayer is preposterous. But in my ministry, I have seen after prayer, I have seen miracles that you would not even believe if you thought I was a liar. And so that is still lingering there. And it's just so personal. I don't know if I plan to do that one.
Well, that sounds fascinating. I hope that you do. And I hope we have a chance to talk about that as well. You are a gifted writer and storyteller. The book is Plague of Terror that we've been talking about. A second or so left here. Is there anything more you'd like to share with the audience about Plague of Terror?
Well, I think the main thing is to have an expectation of excitement and relationship building, and how families can not always agree, but what real families look like. I mean, there are other things that go on in the book as well, but there's
yes.
Families, it's healthy. And when their families are healthy, the people are healthy. They don't have to agree, but they know how to work through things.
Well said, and this has been a pleasure having David Paul on our program. He is the author of many books, specifically talking about his newest Plague of Terror, the book available, stratton-press.com, of course, Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, and you'll be able to link on directly to get information on David's books, and you Google that, you'll find all of the other books that David has written as well. David, a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck in your writing career.
Your questions were right on target. I'm impressed with you.
Well, I'm impressed with the answers.
I don't give idle compliments. People
well, I sincerely don't. Appreciate that, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share your books with the public on the program today. This has been a real pleasure, and we will stay in touch. And again, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. And by the way, the video version of this will be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go to the video tab, click it, and of course on YouTube, so just Google it. You'll be able to see that as well. The book is Plague of Terror. David Paul is the author and our guest. You'll find it at stratton-press.com and the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.